Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Harbaugh now heads to Los Angeles Chargers.
He wins everywhere. He wins, period.
Justin Herbert, he's a crown jewel.
Well, you guys better enjoy this.
Quick snap, Herbert to throw.
Has a man, touchdown.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws. Touchdown.
I was just trying to show off.
Yeah. We're going to be known as world champions. And we're going to do it or die trying. Don't let the powder blues fool you.
Who's got it better than that? No!
Well, the little hand says it's time to rock and roll, folks. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wool Dog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin' Duggan.
I'm not a crook.
Let's not forget Kyle the Coach Duggan. Wait, why did you go
sorry. Point break references. Okay. You did Point Break. Little Hands Inside to Rock and Roll. I'm not a crook.
Yeah. Whoa, Kevin's that's firing, dude. You put those
that was close, dude. You just said, whoa. And that's exactly what Keanu said most of the time in that movie. Accidentally did it. Perfect.
I know.
Look at us.
all right, folks. Well, we've got a little bit to talk about here at the beginning, but there's not a ton going on around with the Charger Chat. But you know what? That's what Ask Bold Fam is for. You folks came out hard this week, and we've got
swinging.
A ton of questions. And it wouldn't be a good Charger Chat episode without a fan focus interview with somebody from overseas. I love it.
Yeah,
there's overseas fans. I can't wait to see it. So let's waste no time. Let's start at the top. Talk about our good friend, Sean Merriman, friend of the podcast, been on multiple times. Love this guy. And he is always firing it up on Twitter. I love the fights that he has with people on Twitter. Those are
Raider,
always fun
yeah,
to watch.
Especially Raider fans. Yeah.
Just can't.
He would murder every single one of those people.
Puts the screws to them. But he tweeted out recently saying, I spent some time at the facility last week and it's different. Leadership starts at the top and trickles down to everybody else in the building. I don't know how many total games they'll win this year, but I can tell you, I haven't seen it like this since the teams I played on.
That's what we'd like to hear, Sean.
Let's go.
Yeah, for those that didn't see, Chargers put out a video of like a lot of the players just coming out and like checking the facility. There's so many teases to when this facility is going to open.
I know.
It's just like, just open it already for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want like a really extensive documentary on like the first day of doing everything. I just want like just hang out while we have lunch, you know, like creepy guy in the corner with like a
day
webcam
in the life
or something.
At the Bolt. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to live at the Bolt for a day. Help me out here. Yeah.
I want to live vicariously.
I think it's interesting, like thinking about Sean Merriman's quote, because every year he's always like a supporter of the Chargers. You know, anytime there's a coach, positive. He's always supporting what they have to say.
Yes.
He's like, I like this guy. He likes he's a football guy, all that stuff. But it feels like we've always been looking for something different. You know, like all the coaches we get, like, this guy's different than what we had in the past. Now it's this guy's like what we used to have. You know, like this is we're going back to like, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Let's go get the type of coach that's going to build a culture that we know is successful. And maybe we can turn it into a Super Bowl this time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's something that we've been banging the drum for is a change in the culture. And that seems to be coming from Harbaugh more than anybody else. And adding a new training facility on top of that, you know, to because we got it. I mean, looking at the scores from previous players in the past about what the training facility is, what the food has been like. It's been F's and D's and C's at best. So we need to boost.
You got
this.
Smoothie bar for goodness
Come
sake.
Come on. We got Wolfgang Puck for crying out
Wolfgang
loud.
Wolfgang Puck smoothie bar.
Yeah. He's going to Wolfgang Puck you right up the ass. All right.
That was so unexpected from you. That was a Kevin line. I like that.
Let's see what else has been going on.
Kevin's all hot and bothered right now. He's like, ooh.
It's like, I didn't know this was the After Dark episode. Stop.
Well, yeah, for those that don't know, Kevin is overseas right now. It is what, like 11:30 at night for you?
It's pretty late. Yeah, I'm in Bucharest, Romania.
Yes,
and it's late. And I appreciate you guys doing this podcast at such a weird time, for accommodating my schedule. I appreciate you guys.
We had to record a little early in the States, a little late for Kevin, but hey, we're doing it for you folks because we always do it. Yeah. Another thing that came out, we've been banging the drum for this as well. We saw mic'd up from defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, offensive coordinator Greg Roman, and we said, when are we going to get Jim Harbaugh? Because we kept hearing him in the background. It's like, just mic him up already. Why won't you mic him up? They delivered. Finally, there is a mic'd up Jim Harbaugh at the 2024 minicamp for the Chargers. And for those of you that are on Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat, there's going to be a watch party for us. We are going to sit down. We are going to watch this mic'd up together.
I haven't watched it yet. Yeah. Have you guys?
I know.
I've seen it maybe five or six times. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I couldn't wait. I could not wait to watch this.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. I mean, it's speaking of Jim Harbaugh, is there anybody that has like as good a smile as this guy right now? Like, it feels huge, genuine, and just contagious. Every time I see Jim Harbaugh smile, it's like, yes, yes, that is our coach right there. It baby.
It's so cool. Did you hear, you heard that story about how he was like giving the players kind of a little more free rein on how they were going to run practice, ended early, and then they just didn't end it early. They just kept it going. And you can kind of feel the energy in this mic'd up about how he's coaching, how everyone's having fun. Like it seems like everyone is working hard but having fun.
Him included.
He's having a blast. Yeah, I hope we get more of these having all the most long. Fun. You know he is. You know it.
So can't wait to sit down and watch that over on Patreon. And then training camp, we've been trying to figure out when is that going to happen. And rookies are reporting to training camp on July 16th. Veterans on July 23rd. And where are they reporting to?
The Bolt. Yep. That's pretty badass to see that because they had a whole list of all the facilities, all the stupid names of facilities, like all over the league. And we're just The Bolt. It's pretty rad.
Yeah. We're not reporting to the JP Morgan Chase Association Bank or any of that nonsense. We are just The Bolt. Two words. The Bolt. Utah. Give me two.
Yeah.
So can't wait to see that go down. And then it was also announced by the Die Hard Bolt Club. They're having their 6th annual Chargers training camp fan meetup. When?
It's July 27th.
Yes, right after training camp. Where? The Rockin' Brews in El Segundo. Sure, very close. And they're going to have 50-50 raffles, memorabilia raffles, good vibes, and plenty of Bolt fans. So
definitely. I want to go so bad. I want to go to this training camp. This feels like a date to circle, like use up all those frequent flyer miles and just get my ass out there for 2 days. Feels like it needs to. Let's talk later. Sidebar.
Because we do want to come out to a training camp. That's one thing that I've never done, and Kevin's never done. Kyle, because he kept his roots in California,
it's in my backyard.
Typically does like everything that Kevin and I do
once a year. Yeah,
everything.
So we definitely want to come to this, and we'll see if we can figure something out. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it afterwards.
We'll talk amongst ourselves. Yeah.
One thing we definitely got to talk about right now is our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. And we need to shout out some of the new Patreon members. And I'm talking about Jay Enrile and our good friend, Tony Francis, newest Patreon
members. Welcome
to
the party, pals.
Thank you guys for joining us. That's patreon.com/chargerchat. We've got tons of funny, silly videos, watch parties, and Zoom hangouts. We've got a Zoom hangout coming up before the end of this month, folks. So definitely go check it out. And if you don't want to go to...
I just do want to remind everyone, during the season, we do a lot of documentaries and crazy stuff of our experiences. So it'll be fun if you want to come. You don't have to, but if you want to.
If you want some exclusive shit, you go to patreon.com/chargerchat. And if you don't want to, it's fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, like t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions and ask Bolt fans. So go check out chargerchat.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, gang. We talked about it earlier. We've got a new fan focus, an international fan focus. Kevin sat down with him. Did they speak English?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Pretty damn well.
No subtitles needed, folks.
That would have been hard for Kevin if they didn't.
Hop on a plane and go to Germany. Come with me. All right, guys, we are back with another fan focus, and we are super lucky to have a very special fan with us today. It's Kaya from Hamburg, Germany. What is going on? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. You know, we saw you on social media, and I love talking with international Charger fans. I think it's fascinating because you guys could pick any team, and you chose the Chargers. So let's kick this off how we always do these. How did you become a Charger fan?
Well, I feel like it started because I was supposed to do a semester abroad in LA, but unfortunately I couldn't do that because I was dealing with some health issues at the time. But I was originally planning on going to a football game because I just started getting into football in around 2017, I think. And the Chargers just moved to LA, so I wanted to go to a Chargers game. Then I just started getting into football, and I was a neutral spectator in the beginning, I have to say, because I was just getting the hang of how football works in general. And yeah, I always started following the Chargers because I wanted to go to a game, and I just became more and more emotionally invested, I would say, with the players. And yeah, one day I realized, like, yeah, that's my team now. I'm way too invested, and I've been a fan ever since.
That's awesome. That's so cool. And we were talking a little bit before this. You're actually going to be coming to LA this year for the home opener, right? So tell us about that. I'm that's so got to be exciting for you.
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning, when I first started getting into football, I was not that big of a fan, but now I'm just obsessed with the Chargers. Like, it's the main thing I do after work is just like, okay, do we have any news? I got so much into the draft this year, and I just decided, yeah, I have to come out for a game this year. And because I had to take my vacation at a specific time, I was really hoping that the home opener would be in the first week. And it is, so I'm really happy that it worked out. And also against the Raiders, that's just perfect for me.
That's wonderful. We'll be there, so hopefully we'll get to run into you, because it is quite an experience, and you got to go to Thunder Alley, and you know it's you're gonna love it. Absolutely love it. And let's talk a little bit about, because there was a slight little moment of hope where we thought Chargers could play in Munich this year. Were you did you have hopes that could have happened? That might have made it a little easier for you to go to a game.
Yeah, of course I had hopes, but to be honest, to get to Munich is quite the ride if I ride by car, or I have to fly anyways. So it would probably be easier for me to just fly to London, to be honest, and cheaper. But yeah, I was really hoping they were coming to Munich, because then I would have probably gone to two games.
That's awesome.
I'm not quite sure yet. Maybe I'm going to another game this season. We'll see.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And so you're going to love SoFi. It's a really, really pretty stadium. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about it. You've been a fan since, 2017. Philip Rivers, you had some Phil in there. And now we got Justin and Coach Harbaugh. What are your thoughts on kind of the team and where we are right now?
Honestly, just over the moon. I'm so excited for the season, because the best season, or the most successful season I've seen, was the 2018 season. And after that, it was not the best. It was a lot of heartache. But I feel like we have such a shift in the football philosophy now, and just the whole excitement level of the players and the staff, and honestly, I'm just so excited for this season.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's the fact that we're in like that 4 or 5 week period where no one's practicing. I'm so sad. We got to get football back. I'm dying for it.
We have the Euros at the moment in Germany, so we have a lot of soccer to watch. So yeah. I'm a bit happy that we have that, because otherwise I just would have been bored.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And then, you know, what do you think? We like to kind of wrap these up with, like, you know, you've been a fan for a while. What has been your biggest Charger memory? Like, one of your favorite things that you've had, you know, thus far as a fan?
I have to say, I mean, there have been a lot of memories during the time. Like, one of my favorite ones was probably Justin's game against the Ravens last year.
Yeah.
Because it was just so good. But my favorite time of being a Chargers fan is probably now, to be honest, because I feel like the excitement of the whole team is just, I don't know, it just excites me. It makes me so happy, honestly.
Yeah. No, and it's exciting too, because we don't really know what this team's going to be. We have a new coach, yeah. We have new staff, we have new everything. So it's so easy to be a fan right now, because it's like, everything's brand new. It's like Christmas morning, and we're just like, you know, it's, who knows what we're going to get for Christmas. So it's exciting to see kind of where we're going to go.
Yeah, there are just so many things. Like, we don't know what the defense is going to be like, just hopefully way better than the last season.
Better than 28th ranked, please.
Yeah. And I'm also like so excited to see how the right receiver room and just like the running back game is going to be like.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many things we don't have any idea about. So hopefully we'll get a bit more of an insight during the training camp.
Yeah, we're excited. It'll be, I think we're like 5 weeks out, so Enjoy the soccer. Enjoy that. Try and keep busy and distracted while we're waiting. But thank you so much for coming on. It was great meeting you. And you know, travel safe. We look forward to seeing you week one against the Raiders. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And hopefully we'll get to catch up then.
Absolutely. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
There's something so nice to hear about, like, an international fan going through the same things that we go through here. Like, just I constantly go to my phone, I look for news. Like, that's what we
they're
do.
They're just doing
every
it at
day.
Midnight. Yeah, she's doing it much later than us. But yes. Yeah.
Well, and that was so awesome.
And it's amazing too, because she's actually going out. We were talking more when the interview was done, and she's going to the game by herself. So if you see her at the game home opener, make sure to welcome her and, please, you know, make sure she has a great time, because that's what it's all about, man. The international fans and anybody going to SoFi the first time, you should wear like a badge or something. So it's like a Disneyland.
Like, it's when you go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
First SoFi game. We can all come celebrate with you.
Please. And yeah, definitely look for the pillars like Die Hard Bolt Club and the Rivers Lake Yacht Club, Kaya, because we'll probably be in one of those two spots.
There.
But yeah. We'll be on the lookout for you. And so glad you got to sit down and talk to Kevin, Kaya. Thank you so much. And now, folks, it is time to go on to the next segment, Ask Bolt Fam.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Don't jam a thumb up his butthole. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. And we start at the top with Marco DeLeo, who asked the question.
Off season. I know. Let's set the stage. A fire flying, breathing dragon versus a ninja with a flying suit and a lightsaber falling from a plane at 45,000 feet. For all of you, who wins and why? Round one, fight!
We are truly, truly in the off-season.
You know it's the off-season.
when battles commence. Like I think this is an easy answer, though.
I don't think it's that
flying,
easy.
Flying, breathing dragon versus a ninja...
Don't overthink it.
Lightsaber falling from a plane.
I overthink everything.
45,000 feet.
Yeah, it seems easy to me, but
it kind of depends. On the count of three, or do we need a moment to think?
I need to think, yeah. Hang on. Well, I think we should just go and then explain and see if we can
talk about it. Okay.
Talk about it, yeah.
See if I can change your mind, because you're definitely not picking mine.
All right, here we go.
I don't know who I'm picking still as of right now.
On the count of three, one, two, three.
Ninja.
Dragon.
Ninja.
You're putting too much weight into the lightsaber. It's fire, maybe. Dude. You have to get close to a lightsaber. You don't have to get that close for fire.
Well, let's hear his argument. What do you got there, Kyle? What are you thinking, Ninja?
All right, so the reason, I think it was the stage that we're battling on.
Okay.
So you got like a squirrel suit. Ninja in a squirrel suit.
You have a ninja in a squirrel suit that is also in a plane. Like the dragon can't even get in the plane. It's too big. So this ninja could be like in the plane and then smoke bomb. And then he's lightsabered behind the dragon. And really like one good lightsaber to the neck of that dragon, isn't it done?
It's pretty much done. I don't think it's going to get that close, though. It's a good argument. I could see that fight happening for real. But I just don't know how sneaky of a ninja you can be at 45,000 feet.
That's what ninjas are, though. They're not a ninja if they're not sneaky.
But man, they're fun.
We're not talking Beverly Hills ninja here.
I'm assuming they're not in the plane. I'm assuming they're flying.
They're falling from a plane at 45,000.
Oh, there is no plane to use as
no,
a...
No, yeah, there's no...
It's level. In the background.
Yeah. So, but well, it's a tiny target, you know, and it's flying.
No,
it's Game of Thrones versus Star Wars. No. What's your favorite show?
If there's no like plane for the ninja to be sneaky in and around, mm-hmm. then the dragon wins.
Yeah.
I think if the ninja stayed in the falling plane, I think he's got a shot to be sneaky enough.
Ninjas are good at throwing stuff, though. So that lightsaber could get thrown pretty good and lodged, like you had mentioned. Oh.
You know, the only thing that's not mentioned is this a cloudy day or is it a clear day? If it's cloudy,
that's true.
That's
going to change the odds.
That's some coverage.
Is there lightning? Because
are we bringing the thunder or what?
Yeah,
I think it's dragon.
Dragon hands down.
Yeah, there you go.
So it sounds like dragon moves on to round two.
Dragon moves on to round two.
Yeah, who's our dragon fighting next and in what environment?
Marco, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to the K-Man. Who asked the question?
Hi, guys. This is a non-Chargers related question, but I just read where the 2028 Olympics to be held in L.A. will hold all swimming events at SoFi Stadium. WTF! How are they going to build an Olympic pool in there?
Is this real?
Yeah.
That's not real.
It is.
You looked it up?
Really?
There's a picture. I forgot to include it. My apologies. But
they're just going
to
do a whole bunch of those pools you can get at Sam's Club and connect them. Like, how do you do that?
No, it's like the ones where you can get in and there's like a current and you just swim in place. And they just, you can go the fastest.
Go!
And that's the way, yeah.
Crank it up.
Because I just read, or I thought I read, that like Indianapolis is doing the same thing at the stadium that the Colts play at. And they're doing that at SoFi as well. I mean, SoFi has events where like they have had like monster truck events. And it's like, granted, we're talking about dirt as opposed to a pool, but it's a top of the line stadium. And the artist rendition for that Olympic event with the pool, I mean, it looks pretty wild. That's going to be a huge killer stadium.
I'm here for it. I wonder if we can, our season tickets help us get access to this, because it'd be kind of fun to go to.
No, they're not included, unfortunately.
Now, the bigger question is, go ahead.
But like the Chargers are going to play there a couple of weeks after the Olympics.
Yeah.
Just buy a pool and football.
They probably have a way of like taking the turf out and putting
like
the
I
turf
said, dude,
back or something.
You can do
like
a lot
that.
With a Sam's Club pool. A lot of shit can happen with a Costco sized pool.
Yeah. This is outside of my comprehension. I can't even understand how they're going to do it.
The bigger question is, are the dragon and the ninja falling into the pool? Because then it's a totally different fight.
Because I believe that was a Viking versus a shark last offseason.
Now we know that at SoFi Stadium, there can be a pool for a fight to happen, Marco.
In SoFi,
keep that in the back of your mind there.
Hells yeah.
But magic, K-Man. That's all we got here.
Great question.
Logic. It's a great question. Thank you for asking it. Let's move it on now to Mr. Pekar, who asked the question.
Good day, my beautiful Baltastic brothers. Let's get straight to it. I have two questions. Question one, am I hyping myself up too much for the ground and pound style of rushing attack that I love to see so very much? You know, the last time we saw this type of hard-hitting, nose-splitting, gut-busting, back-breaking, ground-and-pound rushing game, we had a record-breaking running back running behind Lorenzo Neal, and you all know how I feel about Lo Neal. Like, he's the greatest ever. Now for my second question, and I mean no disrespect for LT as he is hands down one of the greatest to touch the piggy skin, like, ever. Do you think that LT would have had the record-breaking season if it wasn't for my boy Lo Neal paving the way? That's it. You guys are awesome. You know, family, trust, respect. BTFU. Okay, love you. Bye.
Everybody's hairs bristled when it's like,
yeah, you say no disrespect to LT.
Yeah, LT. I just feel the disrespect.
Collars pop up like,
yeah. I almost had to cut the feed.
Yeah, I was like, see you later.
All right. So, is there too much hype around that ground and pound running game that we're looking forward to this next season?
I think that there's a lot of things with, like, people saying, especially in the fantasy community, how a lot of our players are going to be non-factors this year because we're just going to run the ball. But that's, like, the easy thing that everyone's talking about. And I think this coaching staff is too smart to just go and lean into what everyone thinks we're going to do. You're trying to catch your opponent off guard. So I think
there's going to be round are
Justin Herbert. Yeah.
Okay, so what round are you drafting Quentin Johnston?
Why do you pick violence every time it's episode day?
You answered that all the fantasy people are overreacting, so you don't believe that they are.
Are you trying to make me agree to take him in the first round? Is that what you're trying to do right now, Kyle?
I mean, if you really loved him, you would.
I don't have time for this shit. It's very late here. I'm not engaging with you on this nonsense.
All right, we'll shelf it and we'll come back.
We're going to put that on the shelf. I'm in too good of a mood.
Okay. Do you think there's too much hype, Kyle, with the running back? Like, ground and pound running game?
I think there probably is a little bit too much hype. The only reason I say that is because I think we're all so desperate for it to happen because of how poor our running game has been for so long that I think it's inevitable that we're going to overhype it a little bit. Yeah. That doesn't mean it's not going to be good, but I think just going into the season, we're all desperate for that to happen. I still think it's going to be good, but yeah, I think we're probably overhyping it a little bit.
Yeah.
You still got Justin Herbert. He's still going to throw the ball. So
he's going to have some huge games this season throwing the ball around.
Big time. Yeah, it's hard not to feel like you're overhyping it when we haven't seen the coaching staff implement the game. We haven't seen these running backs play for our team yet. We haven't seen this offensive line.
We haven't seen Trey Pipkins at guard yet. We have no idea how this is going to go.
Yeah.
So it feels a little overhyped, but at the same time, it has to be good. There's no option.
That's failure what we do as option. Fans. We overhype everything. Yeah. That's what we do.
And then the second question, would LT have had the record-breaking season if it wasn't for Lorenzo Neal?
I will say that, you know, Lo Neal led like four of the top. He was on multiple teams.
Yeah, he had like a 1,000-yard rusher every year.
Every running back he blocked for had their best year of their career, essentially. Right. Mm-hmm. So you could say this. I won't say this, but you could.
Yeah, I think this
is... You didn't hear it from me, but...
I didn't say this. Not on LT's like 45th birthday. I'm
Your
not
Honor, I never
going
said
near this.
This.
Happy birthday, LT. Let's diminish your reputation.
Yeah. But I think that that's the beautiful part about football, is you could say that about every single player on the field.
Exactly.
You could say that LT doesn't break that record without Phil. You could say he doesn't break that record without Nick Hardwick. Like, there's so, it's a team sport. So, no, he doesn't do it without Lowe because he didn't do it without Lowe. He did it the one year that he did it great was with Lowe. So, yeah, you could absolutely say that, but that's football. It's the ultimate team sport. That's why Justin Herbert, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but he hasn't won a playoff game yet because it's a team game. It's not
it's a team sport,
guy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's not a top five QB in this league? No.
Well, Kevin has him at 10, so.
No, I don't. The worst he could possibly be is 10.
That's his four.
And he's going to be MVP this year.
Oh.
There you go. Mr. Pekar, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Daryl 21, who asked the question.
Hey, guys. Oh, how's my peeps? Oh, my question this week is kind of a snoozer, but I'm curious. Have we heard anything about a possible alternate uniform or helmet yet? I know I heard something about a possible tweaking to the Navy unis or a possible royal blue helmet. Have you guys heard anything? Training camps are coming, boys. Hoo-ha! See you Tuesday, guys. K, love you. Bye.
Sup, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
We haven't heard anything yet, but I don't think the deadline has come and gone, because we have seen some teams like
the Ravens
Ravens came out with theirs. Vikings came out. They have like an all-white. Yeah, that all-white helmet is pretty awesome looking. So I think there's still time for the Chargers to do it, but they haven't announced anything yet.
It's a no-brainer. It's the Navy helmet with the Navy getup. It's a no-brainer to me. It's a throwback. It honors Harbaugh wearing it and playing in it. It honors all that stuff. So it's a no-brainer for me that will be it if they announce the third.
If they do it. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
If it happens,
what other
it'll
color
be the
helmet
Navy.
Would you do? It would have to be.
I don't think a powder blue helmet would look that great.
No.
You know?
It's too soft. No. Yeah. It would be Navy for sure.
Yeah.
Don't let the powder blues fool you, though, Kyle. You heard your coach say that.
I like it. I like the
rope. Are you saying you don't like powder blues? Are you saying you're not a powder blue guy?
I'm going to say,
do we put it on the shelf or do you want to get into it?
No, we can talk about it. In all honesty, I don't love the powder blue jerseys anymore. I do think that there is a little bit of a soft component to our powder blues.
Whoa. I'm shocked.
Whoa. I know. Pretty jerseys don't win Super Bowls. Dolphins can't win a Super Bowl. Clearly, Chargers can't win a Super Bowl. Pretty jerseys don't win Super Bowls, dude. It's just truth.
We're going to change though.
I want to be proven wrong, and then I'll get back on the powder blue train.
All right. There it is. You heard it here first.
Let's go. That didn't go quite like you thought it would. Okay.
I got to take a lesson out of your book and just shove it down your throat after you ask me something. I'm noted and I'm taking notes.
Well, if you're going to make a statement, you just stand behind it. Yeah,
even if it's stupid.
I did. I looked up last year too, because I was like, man, when is the uniform schedule release going to come out? Because I want to know when are those alternate jerseys going to be worn. And I think last year it came out like in August. Like it was pretty late in the off season for them to come out with that. So I think we still got some waiting time before we find out anything about that, but I'm looking forward to it. And
we'll scream it from the mountaintops as soon as we hear anything about it.
Absolutely. And there you go. Daryl 21. Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Chilipino, who asked the question.
Which defensive ends are going to be Joe Alt's toughest challenges? And which defensive ends will be Joe Alt delete this year? Happy summer, and I used to be cool with the Miami Dolphins, but their fans can suck my butt for how they won't shut up about the consistent Herb versus Tua trolling. Get swept, fools.
Hawk Tua.
That's so classic.
It's classic.
All right. So what defensive ends are going to be Joe Alt's toughest challenges?
Who are you Week most? I'm most Crosby. Excited. That's what I was going to say. I'm most excited.
It's his first game. First NFL game. It's going to be, and they're going to put him over there because we know that, you know, Rashawn Slater can shut him down. So Alt's going to get a crazy test Week 1 and we get to see it live and in person. And I can't wait.
Big time.
Yeah, that's going to be the most exciting because that's who consistently Trey Pipkins gets exposed by. Like, it feels like the biggest games where he just looks silly is Max Crosby. And Max Crosby is one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. Just, I hate that that's the truth, but it is.
Yeah.
And so it'll be, what?
No, just, what if they just, they bump him down over Trey Pipkins at guard? Just, he just does the same
thing. They put him in the 3-tech. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, you know how to beat this guy. Just put him down there. Yeah, it won't happen, but it'll be fine.
Yeah. I think that's the one I'm most excited to watch too. That'll be his toughest challenge for sure. And right off the bat, Week 1.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to say who he will, Joe Alt delete. I don't know every edge rusher for every team that we're going up against this year, but I mean, the toughest ones are going to be AFC West opponents because you're going to face them twice And yeah, you just got to be ready for those.
That week one, dude, I'm telling you though, man, that's like a big welcome to the NFL kind of moment. So if he can hold up against Max Crosby week one, I think everyone after that, you know, I don't want to give a Raider a compliment, but he's really good. So if he can do well against Max Crosby, he's going to do really, really well this season.
Yeah. There you go. Chilipino, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Tony Francis, who asked
the question. Welcome to the party, pal.
What in the actual Kevin? In what world is Herbert just a top 10 QB? Are you freaking kidding me, maggot? Thank God Coach Kyle was able to uncover this nugget of info last podcast. Now it's time to publicly address it. Explain yourself, cadet. What if Justin was listening? My God, maggot. We need to slap some sense into you with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. You must think that fraud of a defensive guru is still head coach of the team. Can't completely blame you, though. I still find myself blaming him for anything bad that happens in my life. Late to work? F*** you, Staley. Fiance got mad at me? F*** you, Staley. I stubbed my toe? It's all your fault, Staley. Anyways, sorry for the rant, lieutenants. Kev, I love you. Just stop taking shots at my boy, Justin. Coach Kyle, Adam, I love you too. And as always, suck my butt. P.S. Kev, you know what you need to do now. Just buy the powder blue elite Nike Herbert jersey already.
Already own it, brother. Just took it to the dry cleaners. Got a new patch on it. He's MVP this year. And that was taken completely out of context. The 10th was the worst he could possibly do. If he had his worst season ever, he'd still be the 10th best quarterback. That is what I said. Kyle took it and made me look like an absolute turd for saying that when I didn't mean it the way I said it. He is going to be the best quarterback in the league this year. He's going to win MVP. And the worst that could possibly ever happen when he would be the 10th. Worst possible.
All right. What if Justin was listening? Do you think he would have taken offense to that? Or would have been like, no, yeah, that's good.
Well, okay. It makes me rethink everything I say on this podcast. Yeah. I wouldn't talk.
Exactly. If Justin was listening, what's his floor?
His floor is MVP. His ceiling is Super Bowl MVP.
It's only two levels here.
There is no floor. There's only ceiling.
Only ceiling.
This is Willy Wonka.
He's just stuck to the glass ceiling at the top. Just give him some break. Give him a break.
Some fizzy lifting drinks and we're going. Yeah. All right.
So these Ask Bowl Fam questions, we don't really look at them before Adam asked them, and I wasn't fully prepared for it, and I should have thought it through a little harder. I'm not apologizing because F Kyle, but I'm just saying that everything will be fine, and he's going to be an MVP and the best quarterback in the league this year.
But it might just be top 10 if things don't go right.
Nope. Number one.
What you said.
Nope.
There you go, Tony Francis. Thank you.
I also said a dragon would beat a ninja, so don't listen to me. I'm a hypothetical guy.
Do you guys find yourself blaming Staley for other things that go wrong in life?
That's pretty funny. I might say I don't, but that might be kind of fun to start
That might
doing.
Be your new curse word instead of
new
saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like something bad happens at the home opener. Damn it, Staley.
Staley.
I could see adopting that for sure.
There you go. Tony Francis, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Thank you for joining the Patreon. Hope to see you at the hangout. Let's move it on now to the next one. B Jr., who asked the question.
Hey, CC gang. Feels like this offseason is going by so fast with the hype and excitement of Harbaugh. That's got me kind of thinking about preseason in a few weeks and looking to seeing some starters play again with the Staley system gone. If any starters do get some time in the first two preseason games, how much do you realistically think they play? One series, one quarter, first half? Or do you not even want them to play in the preseason? Me, selfishly, I hope they play at least one series in the first game and one whole quarter in the second game. Stay bolted up. All Raiders fans, suck my butt. K loves you. Bye.
So previous seasons, we've seen Staley basically hold back the bulk of the starters.
He did weird stuff. The preseason, he did that. But then when games, it didn't matter at the end of the season, he played them. So there was no real rhyme or reason. I think there'll be a little bit more of a rhyme and reason to what coach does. And I'm sure they'll play some in the preseason. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, 100%. I don't understand the don't play thing. I don't think it's proven not to work. I mean, Patrick Mahomes plays in the preseason. If anyone doesn't need to get ready, it's Patrick Mahomes. If he's still playing in the preseason, there's obviously an importance behind it. You know, like the guy's been the MVP multiple times, won several Super Bowls. The guy doesn't need to play in a preseason game. If Andy Reid, great coach, is thinking this guy needs to get just his feet under him, get some things going, just help his teammates maybe on the ball, get used to making audible checks, blah, blah, blah. There's value to it. So I think that whole don't play the preseason thing should be dead. It should be squashed, shouldn't be a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So if they are to play in the preseason, do you want one series, one quarter, one half?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like the thing that he kind of put forward is
build it up.
You slowly build it up. You play a little bit in the first game, a little bit more in the second, and then you shut it down in the third. I think that makes the most sense. Whether it be one or two, probably play like a play count. So if one series goes 10, 12 plays, then perfect. You're good. If it's three and out, maybe you get two. There's probably like an actual play number that they're trying to get to. But yeah, I'd say 10 plays in the first game, 15, 20 in the second game, and you're good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Especially the offensive line, and they usually play most of the time. They need to get together and figure this out pretty quick. If we're going to be the dominant running team that everyone says we're going to be, you're going to need those games and those live reps to get it going.
Yeah. I mean, both sides of the ball have a lot of new faces, and it's a whole new coaching regime. And I think getting some more of that practice, because we know they're going to have those practices against other teams. I want to say, I can't remember if it's
the Rams. Cowboys.
Is it the Rams? Okay.
Yeah.
There's going to be that practice in the off season, but preseason games feels completely different from those types of practices. So this is that opportunity for them to gel. He's going to have a bunch of new wide receivers. We've got new running backs back there. We've got a lot of new offensive linemen, tight ends, defensive guys. Like, we got to get this figured out and let's get some good practice under there. So yeah, I definitely foresee some starters hitting there, and I think that's going to be fun. You know, I'm looking forward to it. So there you go, B Junior. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Brandon Woodard, who asked the question.
Hello, gents. Let's try and have some fun during this downtime. The three of you are going on an adventure, Goonie style. You each have to pick a Chargers player to team up with, but it can only be a draft bust or a free agent bust kind of player. The four bad guys can only be coaches from division rivals. Also, happy ninth birthday to my beautiful darling, Ruby Hazel. She's a big Chargers fan and absolutely loves to scream and get crazy when the team scores. Keep killing it. Go Bolts. Can't love you. Bye.
Happy birthday, Ruby.
Happy birthday, Ruby.
Happy birthday, Ruby.
Enjoy that night.
Hey, you right before... guys. Let's go.
Oh, shit, what?
God, that movie rolls. Oh, God.
All right, so we're going on an adventure, and we can pick a Chargers player, but it can only be a draft bust or a free agent bust kind of player.
I got one. I got one.
Right.
Ryan Leaf. He seems like a cool guy. He's on a lot more broadcasts. He seems like he's smart. He's been through some shit, and he might be good with an adventure. You know what I mean? He's been through the highs and the lows, and he probably know how to handle, you know, being pretty even keeled in an adventure. And that's what you're looking for in an adventure mate.
Mm. Mm. I support that.
Cool. What do you guys think?
I can get behind that.
Nice.
It's hard to think of draft busts. Those aren't usually the names that come to mind. You always think of the greats. For previous players, if we were to go on an adventure.
Well, you also have to think of who would be helpful on an adventure.
Yeah. Quarterbacks are smart, I'm just saying.
Quarterbacks are smart.
Yeah. Don't say Jerry Tillery.
Oh, my God. Why would he ever take him on any type of adventure?
Yeah.
Let's see. Draft bust or free agent bust?
Could I take... I don't think he's a bust, but some people put him in bust category. Quentin Johnston?
God damn it. What is wrong with you? No, he's no.
What?
He's not a bust yet.
He's on some people's list. I feel like it would be cool to have a current Charger on our adventure.
You're such a dick. He's sure, really you can tall? Have Quentin, sure.
Okay, cool. He's really fast. He can jump really high.
Yeah.
He's got the measurables. We all know that.
You just want him to work on his hands? Is that all you need him to do to be good at this adventure?
I didn't say that. You said that. I said some people
said it with, you said it with your eyes.
I didn't say it. You said it.
Your Honor.
Let's go back to the tape.
I don't think he's a bus. Some people would say he's a bus, but I don't say he's a bus.
Never say that.
But he's on the adventure now.
He's coming along whether he likes it or not.
All right. What do you got, Bulldog?
I'm trying to think, man. I would go with the name that comes to mind, just because I wanted him to work out so well and he didn't, he's a free draft or free agent bust, and that's Ode Abushi. I'll take Ode Abushi. I want a big guy that can protect me.
From the honorable mention, Larry English would have been pretty good because linebackers are pretty tough
too. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't do so well for us.
But. Yeah. But there you go.
That's Brand hard new. To pick a bust as a.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah. That was a wild one. Yeah, I like that.
It's hard to do because I feel think, like they're bust. I'm just like, okay, bye. I'm not thinking about it anymore.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
And the four bad guys can only be coaches from division rivals. So,
oh, Gruden,
Reed.
Oh, Gruden. Just imagine Reed. Eating hamburgers.
Yeah, Hamburglar.
Yeah,
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
You got Chucky and John Gruden.
Yes.
Yeah, he could still be there.
It would be bad guys.
It'd be another bad guy.
Sean Payton's pretty bad guy.
I guess.
Mike Vrabel seems like he would hurt somebody if he got his hands on him. But he's not a division.
Yeah, but are we talking AFC West?
AFC.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Take Vrabel. He's what about, he could hurt you.
Yeah.
Kyle's doing some IMDb research right now.
What about John?
No, I was just thinking, what about like, what if this would be like a tricky bad guy because he's a good guy, but also
Brandon
a bad
Staley.
Guy?
Yeah. He knows everything about us. And he knows where we hurt the most.
I was going to say Marty Schottenheimer because he was a Chiefs coach.
He was the Chiefs
coach.
But
also Charger legend. So you could have this real heart pull. Like, I don't want you to be a bad guy.
Oh, so dramatic.
Darth
he's like
Vader.
The he's like One-Eyed Willie.
Yeah.
He's like the One-Eyed Willie.
Yeah.
The ghost of One-Eyed Willie. Yeah. That's okay. That's so a magical story answers. You just started to put together. Okay.
Thanks,
I think Staley should make an appearance, though. Maybe he's Sloth.
But he's like Shmi. He's like Hook's henchman. It's like Staley's Marty Schottenheimer Sloth. With Brandon Staley. He's Shmi.
All right. We'll start working on the script. But Brandon Woodard, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Deeps, who asked the question.
Hey, Charger Chat guys. I thought I'd ask you a couple questions. Oh, man. I better be quick. Okay. Oh, here's some fastballs for each of you. Oh, God. All right. Question number one, Kyle, from a coaching perspective, how big of a challenge will it be for Pipkins to move to the right guard? Question number two. Bulldog. What would you say has been the biggest character difference that you've noticed from Herbal since the new regime change? Question number three, Kevin. Oh, who can win in a fight between you and Kyle? I know you're older, but sometimes younger siblings can have an edge. Who would win? Bonus. Oh, question. If you had to trust a China taco for an entire year, but in return, you gain the ability to teleport anywhere in the world instantly, would you? Okay, that's all. FDR, suck my butt. Who is responsible for this shit? Who'd you see Upper Decker? Family, trust, respect, suck my butt. Curse your Charger fans.
All right. Oh, man, we're 8-year-olds, just perpetual 8-year-olds. What a great question.
There were some questionable parts in there, but
some juicers. when you start clicking when you farted, that's terrible. You should see a doctor.
Yeah, that's, you blew your O-ring on that one.
Yep.
That was awesome.
So let's see.
There's a lot of those questions in here.
So question one, Kyle, from a coaching perspective, how big of a challenge will it be for Pipkins to move to right guard?
We've talked about it before. I think the difficulty in playing guard versus tackle. You okay?
I'm just reeling in the fact that this was the script, and yet there was a serious question like, how very big of a challenge will it be for Pipkins to move to right guard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like I said, I think the biggest challenge is the physicality part of it. It's just a different position. On the outside, it feels a lot more finesse and technique, whereas when you start to move down into the inside, it's a lot more gritty, and there's a lot of switches. So at the when you're at the tackle, you pretty much got the edge guy, and that's your pass blocking responsibility. That is your run blocking responsibility a lot of the time. When you go down to guard, especially in run fits, sometimes you can pull. You have to have that now in your toolbox. You're a lot of these combo blocks where you're trying to get around guys. And then in the pass sets, you don't know where your guy's coming from. That's where they run a lot of those stunts, is down inside. Blitzes come from the inside a lot more than they will from the outside. So it just gets a lot more tricky and technical. But I think the biggest thing is the physicality part. You're hitting a guy, a big guy, every play. You're 300 plusers right there in your face the whole game. So I think that'll be the challenge. And I think that's why we haven't seen yet. He's quote unquote the starting guard right now, but they haven't put pads on yet. So I think that'll be the telltale if he can do it.
All right. There you go. And question for me, what would you say has been the biggest character difference you've noticed from Herbo since the new regime change? It's just how open he has been, you know, in previous years. I mean, I don't think you'd catch him doing half of the stuff that he's been doing, as far as like going to concerts, hanging out with the guys, leading and like addressing the team in the way that we saw him addressing the team, and like everybody taking a knee, everybody listen to Herbo. He's got something to say. Like that, I think it's instilling a lot more confidence in him than maybe previous regimes have. Like previous regimes have praised him for what he's been able to do. He's a great, you know, great quarterback. He can do it all. But like, he's not just a player. He's got to be a leader as well. And I think he's now kind of taking the reins and gonna be that leader that we've been looking for. I'm really curious to see how it's going to be when the game happens. How vocal is he going to be on that line? Are we going to see any essence of like Philip Rivers, you know, calling out guys, pointing here and there, you know, changing plays, audibles, things like that? I'm really curious to see how that shakes out in the season, but I think that's probably the biggest character difference.
Good answer. That's a good answer. I think like the thinking about it, when you get a player, like everyone, the knock on Herbert was he wasn't a leader. Like he wasn't a natural vocal leader. And so coaches took that as, okay, that's not what he is, so let's just move on. That's not what he's going to do.
Right.
I think Harbaugh has seen it as this is an opportunity for him to grow and be better.
Yes.
So let's develop his leadership and his being vocal, and not just, oh, he's not naturally good at that, so okay, that's just not who he is.
Yeah, let's work with that. Let's
change,
let's make that better.
Make him wear the gold jersey, not wear what all the other quarterbacks are wearing. Make him special, make it something unique.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay, I got to coach him up in this area maybe a little
bit. Let's make him uncomfortable. Like, let's put him in uncomfortable situations and let's see how he flourishes. How does he face that kind of adversity? And I think he's going to do amazing. I think we're going to see a real growth from Herbert this year.
So, all right, Kevin, now the real question.
Yes.
What do you think?
Who will win in a fight between you and Kyle?
So he does have the youth on me. He's 6 years younger than I am, so, you know, 40 is going to hit me hard this year. I can already feel it.
Yeah.
We're equally matched. We're both 6'1". We're both about the same size. I think anything is possible in a fight. I would probably really have a hard time losing to him, so I might take it too far. Like, I can just play this out in my head. Kyle and I have never really gotten into a fight. We'll, like, tussle every once in a while. Yeah. Kyle and I have never gotten into a fight. He's never seen the true, you know, energy that I could bring if I was,
same
like,
to be said,
caged animal back into a wall. That's why I don't know if it's a good idea. I think we're just too powerful, and it might, you know, something would happen. Something bad could happen. It could alter the space-time continuum. I don't know.
We're both too powerful that we would just stop time if we fought.
Cancel each other out. Yeah.
It would rip the fabric of space and time.
Yeah. I never plan on having to get into a fist fight with my brother, though. That would suck. Because he would probably hit me really hard in the face a couple times while I would try and do the same to him. And I don't know. I don't know how it would go down.
I love that.
We'll never know.
There
we'll
is such a thing know. As old man strength, and I'm slightly older, so just leave it there.
So there I think there comes a point where old man strength deteriorates into just...
I don't know. I did tell you that story about our grandpa knocking the dude out in the parking lot that tried to steal his wallet while he was holding my hand.
Yeah. That grandpa was like in World War II. That's a whole different type of man than us.
Dude, we got that DNA inside, baby. It's in here.
It's floating around in there.
I could knock somebody out. That's what you're worried about right now.
That's what you're worried about coming out, huh? Some of that Frank coming out in a fight.
Yeah. Or the Patty Duggan. Whoa. Imagine the Patty coming out. Careful.
True. Yeah. True. Okay. Good answer.
All right. And then if we had to dress as a giant taco for an entire year, but in return you gain the ability to teleport any in the world instantly, would you?
1 billion percent, I would go to every single Charger game dressed as a taco.
Yes.
Could I accessorize the taco? Yeah. Could I be a powder blue taco, or do I have to be like a rough looking taco?
I think your costume is picked for you. I don't think you get
okay. I don't care. I'll teleport. It's fine. As long as there's not like tights or anything, we're fine.
You probably have tights, yeah.
Calves, I told you I'm strong.
We'll never know.
Calves will lick it. Space time continuum.
You keep asking these details as if they're going to change your answer. Like, can I wear different colors? No? Okay, I'll still do it.
As long as I take it off in the shower. Still.
No.
Yeah, okay. I don't. Yeah, that sounds fine. This is a great
whatever,
deal.
Whatever, I'm still in.
Does all my right. DNA merge with the taco when I become like the fly?
Yeah.
Still in. Yeah. Sounds great.
Still doing it.
Half man, half taco.
All right, Deeps, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to BTFU Chargers guy, baby, who asked the question.
Uh-oh, I'm back with a bolt and I'm charged up, baby. How we doing, my Chargers homies? My Chargers homie, I have a question for you, baby. Will Herbert stay a pocket presser, or will he be allowed to run more? Most definitely, fuck the Raiders and always bolt the fuck up, baby. P.S. Hell to the motherfucking yeah, I want that full Dick Vitale special treatment, baby. Bolt the fuck up, my Chargers homies. K-love you, bye, baby.
It just sounded like a Thayer Kadir wrote this question. The first couple sentences, it felt like you were writing in a Thayer Kadir. I love it.
I love it, yes. All right, I had a feeling you wanted Dick Vitale, so I'm glad we got there. And then the question, will Herbert stay a pocket passer, or will he be allowed to run more?
I don't think it was a lack of allowing him to run. They're just not designed for him to run. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's going to change. I don't think they're going to have more, like an extreme amount of more designed runs. But maybe with an increased confidence and trust in the plays, and he will just escape. But I think anytime you see him moving and running, it's an escape. It's like asking if Patrick Mahomes is allowed to run. They don't design run plays for Patrick Mahomes, but he seems to kill us with his legs every time we play him.
Right. He looks so funny doing it. I can't imagine he wants to do it on TV.
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't want those highlights out there. It's
no. Ridiculous. Silly goose.
Yeah, and I have a feeling with a better offensive line, that pocket's going to protect him a lot more. And I think the option to run will be more available to him. Like if he can't find anybody open and the line's protecting him, he can make that judgment to make the run.
Right.
In the previous years, it just feels like the pocket just collapses. Or the line
didn't have anywhere to
go. Doesn't do him any favors. So it's just like, get the ball out. And yeah, I think we will see some more runs from him this year. I mean, with the Greg Roman offense and coming from Baltimore,
yeah,
I think there's going to be a lot more chances. So we'll see what happens. BTFU Chargers guy, baby, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Andrew Ramsey, who asked the question.
Guys, I have a huge Cameron Digger for Lambo Lad. I feel him so strongly that I got a custom Navy jersey of him and have him as my phone picture. He's the Andrew I want to be, which is most likely to happen. Lad, 987 yards and 10 TDs, or QJ, 700 yards, 5 TDs, 4.5% drop rate. I'll take the Lad all day, baby. Because, Lad, I drink him anytime and any place. When it's time to get ill, I pour him on my face. McConkie tastes deaf when you pour him on an ice. Come on, y'all, it's time to get nice. Lad McConkie, that funky McConkie. Lad McConkie junkie, that funky McConkie. Yes, I just cropped lyrics from the Beastie Boys. K, love ya, buy a Lad jersey.
I thought you were going to compare yourself to Lad. This had a lead up to you saying Lad 987 yards and 10 touchdowns, or Andrew Ramsey. What?
Something in your line of work.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like, well, I thought that's where we were going with this, Andrew. Yeah, fun.
Kevin, fun answer question. Carefully. Answer carefully, Kevin.
So, which is more like Lad
987 yards, 10 tutties, or QJ 700 yards, 5 TDs, and a 4.5% drop rate.
So I could technically say Lad, and I would mean QJ could be better than that. I'm just looking at the loophole here.
One more time, because your Romanian internet
Romanian
dumped
Wi-Fi
for a second. One more time.
Romanian. It's getting late. Witching hour in Romania. Werewolves. sorry.
Why'd you look over like your shoulder?
Because there's a werewolf.
Over your shoulder as if there was a werewolf.
Vampires. This is Dracula.
There's not a werewolf behind me, is there?
No. How do I answer this? I don't want to answer this question.
Really?
Well, as a four, I don't know. I think QJ could have a better... be better than that. You guys go first. This is going to piss off Andrew so bad. Keep going. You guys go first.
I think 10 touchdowns is really hard for anyone to get. That is lot of touchdowns.
That is
for a rookie wide receiver. I'm not saying that Ladd's not going to have a season, but I do think it's more likely that QJ has 705 than Ladd has 1,010.
I agree.
So you think he's basically, in this scenario, you think he is Keenan Allen? Because that's like Keenan Allen numbers, couple hundred yards.
Yeah, 1,010 is Keenan Allen. Yeah. I mean, 10 touchdowns is a lot of touchdowns for a wide receiver. So I don't think it's going to be hit the ground running that fast for Ladd with a hopefully ground and pound type of offense. And a lot of guys. I mean, we talked about how loaded that wide receiver room is. I just think it's going to be more well spread than one guy getting 1,010.
Yeah,
I would agree. I think QJ getting 700 yards and 5 touchdowns. Totally. That seems right.
I think it's realistic.
It feels like almost every wide receiver could get those numbers. So there you go. QJ.
Sorry to rain on your Lad parade with all your.
We love Lad. We love Lad.
We do love Lad.
There's just so many guys, like you said, Kyle, just spread the ball around. I think it's going to be closer to those years when Keenan wasn't playing and everyone was getting the ball. I think that'll be closer to what we have this year.
Yeah. So there you go, Mr. Ramsey. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Big Red Bolts fan who asked the question.
This week I've been searching for some inspiration, but all I found is pain and perspiration, and in my brain a tickling sensation to randomly shout, "F*** the Raiders and their nation." Alas, that would be less than becoming and likely result in my needing to be running. Like Forrest Gump, squirrel, that Jenny was stunning. Take a chill, my friends. You know I'm just funning. Here is my question. Sorry to ramble. What will be your biggest Bolts gamble? K, love you, bye. Bolt the f*** up and don't you dare change that channel.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week he kills it.
Every single week. He brings more to the show than I do. Yeah, it's crazy.
He's unstoppable.
He gets on base.
Every single at bat.
What's more likely? Lad with 1,010 or Big Red Bolts fan bringing this crap every single week?
52 weeks.
Yeah, that's more likely.
Yeah, definitely that.
All right. Well, the question is, biggest Bolts gamble? It's an interesting question because I don't know if it means something we're going to put money on the line for or
that they've gambled with.
That they've gambled with a player. Like, who are they taking a risk on?
Honest question, I think the running back room is an interesting gamble. I think it could be pay off amazingly, but I think it's pretty big because of the injury history in there. I think if they can stay healthy, that is a gamble that was well worth throwing money down. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're only paying these guys your fraction. I think if somebody said that like all of our guys combined are not making what Austin made last year, that's crazy in our running back room, because they're taking a chance on these guys. So they're right. Could be big. Could be a swing and a home run.
Yeah.
I think the biggest gamble that we've taken so far is getting rid of Mike Williams and Keenan Allen in one offseason.
Sure, sure.
Like, we've all come to terms with that, but that's a pretty wild gamble. Your two best guys, just hasta la vista.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be bad. I think the gamble is going to pay off, but that was a big gamble to the new GM to come in here and just later, guys.
Right.
Yeah.
It's wild. Well, I mean, there was a lot of money wrapped up in four guys, sure. And two of them took pay cuts, and I'm excited they're to see what that team ends up being. It does feel like we're playing a little bit of Moneyball here, having just recently watched that in St. Louis.
It is Moneyball. Like, it's a bit of Moneyball, dude, for sure.
There's a bit of Moneyball going on here, letting your top two wide receivers go and just going for guys that can get on base.
It's like you're a catcher. It's not your first base.
Yeah.
He's like, how hard? How? It's not that hard. It's incredibly hard. And that's Trey Pipkins.
Yeah. Oh, going to guard's not that hard. It's pretty hard.
It's incredibly hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Biggest gamble. It's hard not to disagree with what you guys have already said. I'm trying to think of something different.
It's okay. You can just agree with us.
Yeah.
What about answers?
You know, I'll say the biggest gamble.
Joel this was, seven?
No.
Quinn Johnston?
Yeah, that's I'm gonna say it's Praise, the guy that we talked about last week. We knew that he was coming onto the squad, but then finding out there was like a 3-year deal after we recorded. 3-year deal. I mean it's not a million dollars. Yeah, I mean it's not a ton of money, but it's like taking a gamble on a guy that hasn't really
never played football,
played in the NFL.
Pretty much, you know, yeah.
He
didn't play in college. He played on a club team. No.
A club team.
Yeah, intramurals.
Yeah, he's fast, but he's going to be going up against some really tough competition. And so to put your chips in on that guy, I love it. I want to see the guy do great, but that's a pretty big gamble, I think. So there you go. Something different. Big Red Bolts fan. We got a gambly year for the Chargers, and will it pay off? Is it a Bolt strategy, Cotton? We'll find out. The Big Red Bolts fan, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to the Will Westwood Show. Who asked the question? Who are the fantasy sleepers on offense and defense?
This ties back into what I was saying earlier about fantasy football and not wanting to talk about it. Kyle, I'll take it off the shelf. I think Quentin Johnston is going to be such a
boy sleeper.
Because he's going late. No one believes in him whatsoever.
No one's going to draft him. He's going undrafted for sure.
And he's
going
to be better than 100% better than he was last year. I know it for a fact in my bones that he will be better than last year. So you might not even have to draft him, and you can just pick him up on waivers after week one.
Right.
Like, that's a fantasy sleeper I would absolutely get.
Well, if you believe in him enough, you draft him in the last. Right.
Yeah, you get him on your team somehow.
Yeah,
you don't have to do it.
Kevin,
you
know,
everyone's so low on him. Take him. Like, he could be awesome.
Not if I take him first. let's see, some other sleepers. You know, Brendan Rice could also be that sleeper too. I mean, for a guy that was drafted as late in the draft as he was, I expect that he'll make the roster, but is he going to be the number one target? Is he going to be out there every snap? I don't know. Yeah. You know, there's going to be an opportunity for him to rise up if there's ever a injury that happens on this team. And I just coming in with that chip on his shoulder, I feel like could pay off during the season and could explode into something that nobody was expecting him to do. So
yeah, I think Hayden Hurst could be a good sleeper as a tight end.
Great.
I just, Justin hasn't had a tight end. Like, he hasn't had like a real true blocking receiving tight end since Hunter Henry left. So I think
that they're on the field, you cover them because you know they're just going to go out. They're wide receivers.
Right. They're not going to find an open spot. Like, oh, I'm blocking. Psych. Now I'm open in the middle. I think, so I think Hayden's going to have a big sleeper year.
That's a great answer.
There's some answers for you. Defensive sleepers. I mean, it's typically team defense, but I mean, sometimes
Scott Matlock. I love me some Scott Matlock. I think he's going to do really well this year. I think he's going to play a lot more than he did last year too.
Yeah,
I feel like Zont's always a sleeper. No one gives him any type of respect as far as like when they talk about Chargers defense. I think Zont is a niche, like not for Charger fans, but I think for the league, Zont is a sleeper.
I could say the same thing about Alohi, and I feel like that might even be with Charger fans that.
Yeah,
they're not used to, or they don't have the fullest feeling about Alohi, but watching some recent plays and seeing some of the things that he's been able to do in previous seasons, I think he's going to have a great season with this defense. So there you go. The Will Westwood Show. Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to fries and pies.
Terrified fries.
You think?
Maybe. I don't know. Full name. I feel like I might have run into him before or her.
Fries and pies?
Maybe. I don't know. Great name.
Okay. Who asked the question?
What's up, fellas? I have a fantasy football question for you. Which of the Chargers running backs do you think will have a better season?
Good question.
Great question.
If the big gamble pays off, I think it's J.K. Dobbins. I think that's if the gamble pays off, that's the big one. Because we were watching an awesome video. It was like a YouTube video. It was like highlights of we were watching an old game, and I posted it. At the ticker at the bottom was J.K. Dobbins and Gus, and they put together had 200 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So that's going to be rad. But I think J.K. Dobbins is going to be awesome if he can stay good.
Yeah.
Still. I think fantasy-wise, I think Gus is still your short yardage, and he just might be an outrageous touchdown vulture.
Right.
That's what I think it might become.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't if I'm drafting for my fantasy team, I think I lean towards Gus over JK just because the guy's had one season where he's not hurt. Like it's inevitable that he's probably gonna miss a couple games, whereas Gus is gonna get touchdowns. And after watching his highlights, I did a Patreon Coach's Corner on him. I think he's pretty scary. He's a good football player.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I would lean more towards Gus as well. Just like you said, Kyle, those short yardage goal line situations. I have a feeling
Gus would
be the one. I'm looking forward to Dobbins, man. I would love to see Dobbins just break off, get a 70-yard run plus touchdown. Like that would be, you're good with me, dude. If you can do that, so there you go, fries and pies. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Ivan, who asked the question.
Is it true if you don't use it, you lose it?
The older you get, the more true it couldn't be.
Big question. Big question.
Let's find a different application. Charger season tickets. Yes, if you don't use them, you do lose them.
You lose them. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
My brain went to something else, and I think that's a great way to reframe that.
I was trying to help you. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not many things in this world that roll over if you don't use it.
No, like let's say minutes on your cell phone. If you don't use them, you lose them.
You lose them. Yeah. Gone are the days that roll over minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are gone. Gift card with an expiration date. You don't use it,
you lose it. Yeah.
So sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah. There's not
intimacy? I don't know. Only time will tell, really. Who's to say?
Ivan, there you go.
Teacher's own.
I would lean more towards true than anything else, but that's a great question. We thank you for asking it.
Jury's still out for me. I don't know yet. We'll find. Only time will tell.
Wow. Let's move it on now to 805 Bolt Dan, who asked the question.
Gabriel, homies from 805. Okay, guys, important questions. First one, tri-tip or barbecue ribs or brisket? Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert versus Phillip Rivers with Antonio Gates' 2018 team. You guys coming to Chargers training camp? Puro pinche Chargers FTR.
Couple questions.
Trying to barbecue ribs or brisket?
I think who wants to go first? This is kind of, this could divide us. I don't think it's going to divide.
It could. I could make it, but I won't.
Yeah, I don't think we'll fight each other over what meat we enjoy.
Kevin's so Kyle and I really fight about it. I just can't say anything right the last couple weeks, so I'm terrified of this. Yeah.
We've Kyle's killed him from answering first. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say tri-tip. I love tri-tip. Okay.
It's a good answer. but not what I'm going to say. I didn't know how to segue into my answer. I like ribs. I'm real big. Like,
yeah, we agree on something. Ribs. Let's go.
There you go. Okay. Coming together. One big question. One rib at a time. Yeah. All right. And then Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert versus Philip Rivers with Antonio Gates' 2018 team.
So Jim Harbaugh's coaching Justin Herbert and Philip Rivers is playing with Antonio Gates against each other?
Yes. Like who would you're
basically taking this year's Chargers versus the 2018 Chargers.
Well, you're taking this year's head coach and quarterback versus quarterback and Hall of Fame tight end.
Yeah. And the 2018 team, that was the 12-4 year.
That was LT was on that team too. So if you're saying the year, in you're also implying. Oh, so sorry. I was thinking, sorry.
That was 2006.
Yeah, I'm old on that. Sorry.
Yeah, 2018. That was our 12-4. That's right around when we first started doing this podcast.
Sorry, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
You're right. You're right. I made a mistake.
It's okay.
Switching hour. I told you.
Yeah. Werewolves.
Werewolves.
Vampires. Draculas.
Vampires.
Vampires.
So
I don't know how to answer the question.
It's tough. Yeah, I don't know how to answer it either. For the sake of positivity, I'll say Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, because I want to see him go all the way.
I haven't seen them play yet. I saw a lot of Phil and Antonio, and I loved every second of it, but I haven't seen Harbaugh and Herbert yet. So I think I'm with you, Adam.
Yeah.
I just want to see what that does.
The allure of like the mystery box of like you could have the car or the mystery box. It's like
yeah,
the allure of the mystery box because you don't know what you have some semblance because you know what Justin Herbert can do, you know what Jim Harbaugh can do, but when their powers combined, what is that gonna be?
Yeah
I'm going with the mystery box. I'm gonna say Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert.
Okay,
Kyle.
I guess I'll get on board. I don't know. It's hard. It's a tough question. I don't know. I don't really know how to answer. Because
Philip Rivers, Antonio Gates, 2018.
But if you tell me,
you're asking me to like pick who my favorite kid is. I can't tell you that. That's too hard.
Right. But it's like give me.
I know
Jim
the answer,
Harbaugh,
but I can't tell you.
Say Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, and the 2018 team, or Anthony Lynn, Philip Rivers, and the 2018 team. I'm taking Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh all day.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah!
You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah.
So it's kind of a
tricky, weird one.
It's a weird situation.
And plus,
they're not apples to apples and oranges to oranges. It's kind of apples to like avocados. It's a different game, I think.
Both delicious.
Yeah. Both good.
Yeah. Both good for you.
Good shit.
Or tacos to burritos, you know?
Yeah. God, we were in the off season, aren't we, boys?
Yeah.
I'm hungry too.
Yeah. Yes, I'm hungry too. Let's move it on. 805 Bolt Dan, thank you, buddy, for asking.
And
the
yes,
question.
Hopefully we are going to training camp. That's something we is on our bucket list. We really want to.
Fingers crossed. But let's go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Athayer Kadir.
Athayer
Kadir.
Who asked the question?
Judge a chip, my babies! First coach, Kyle and Wooldog, you need to stop being hard on my baby boy, Kevin, baby. He said last show the floor for Herbert is top 10. That could be 6, 7, 8, or 9, baby. He is not wrong. I love my baby Herbie, but he has not won a lot for us lately, and I'm not blaming it all on him. However, the ceiling is Super Bowl MVP, LOL, baby. Now to my question, baby. Coach, I have faith in you, but I'm nervous about Kevin and Wooldog, my baby. Too much pressure to answer. I hope they do, baby. The question is, second and goal, charges down, 27-24, one timeout, 25 seconds on the clock, ball at the opponent 5-yard to win the Super Bowl, baby. Which three plays you calling? A, spread them out, Herbert, run it in, baby. B, spread them out, hit Ladd in the back of the end zone for the game-winning TD, baby. Or C, bring extra linemen, give the ball to Edwards. I'm going with B, baby. Coach Kyle first, Wooldog and Kevin. Let's go AFC juggernaut my ass. That what Harbaugh will say this year. Let's go, baby.
Hold on, right. Adam. Hold on. Very
there you go. With tears in your corner, Kev.
Yeah. It's like, don't
leave
hurt my baby.
Yeah.
I got a lot of love. People, I appreciate that. A lot of people reached out to me and told me that it's okay. Other people reached out to me and said, I'm the younger brother and suck it. I got a little bit of everything last week. Yeah. it's been an interesting time for me.
All right. Well, starting with you, Kyle. Super Bowl's on the line, 5-yard line, 25 seconds on the clock, one timeout. And you got to call a game-winning play. Which one's it going to be, A, B, or C?
Well, you really have three. We have three plays, right? Because it's 25 seconds and a timeout. So you could run the ball and throw the ball twice in 25 seconds.
That's true.
So it's just what's the play on second down? What's the second down play?
Yeah.
Okay. Second down play.
He didn't give us a down and distance. We got three plays.
Second and goal.
First down.
Second and goal.
So we got two plays. Yeah, three plays. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're going for it on fourth down, which I'm probably not. I would probably I guess you're at the 1-yard line, you do.
Yeah.
So the options are spread them out, let Herbert run. Not doing that. Spread them out, hit Ladd in the back of the end zone for a game-winning touchdown, bring extra lineman in, ball to Edwards, I'm going with B. So here's what I'm doing. On second down, I probably am going heavy, and I'm going to run the ball and try to pound it in. Don't get it. You call the timeout. Now it's third down. Now we're going to run some kind of play action, get the ball to a tight end. Don't get that. Then we're kicking a field goal. That's just me as a coach. That's what I would do.
So your answer is C
with a little bit of D mixed with a field goal.
D. I got C.
You pulled a Kevin, dude. You made up your own shit on this one. This is awesome.
So my answer is C with a CB. And then a D.
Always finish with the D.
If you don't use it, you lose it. I would also say C. I think I'm going to give it to the guy that is built to run. I'm behind the offensive line. Run it in. I'm going C.
I want it in Herbert's hands. I want him to go in because he's
to run
both
it in. That.
Both in both downs?
I would say... I can't really spread them out at the five and run it. But I think you go B and then C. And then fourth down, QB sneak on the 1-yard line. Let them put it in. I was in. Run it back on one of those. That's my final answer.
Okay.
Win the game. As Charger fans, I cannot have a missed field goal on the 2-yard line, even though it's Dicker the kicker. That's like not how I feel like we would handle that position at the end of the game.
Now he's taking shots at Dicker.
No, I'm not. We won't because it is Dicker. But
who do you?
Will
like
you just
on
let me finish for a second? Just let me finish, please. God,
who do you like? Who do you have faith anymore. In on our whole team, dude?
I'm just saying, as a Charger fan, you've been a Charger fan for a long time. Big time games when we need like the easy thing to happen, they don't happen, right? It could be anything.
Right.
It could be anything. It doesn't need to be Dicker the kicker. Dicker the kicker doesn't do that. I feel incredible confidence in him. I would rather have the ball in Justin Herbert's hands and go score the touchdown and win it.
Okay.
God damn. You're so good at making me feel like I don't want to be on this podcast anymore.
I know, dude.
Fear.
It's hard, dude. It's hard.
Buddy, thank you for asking the question. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions and Ask Wolf fam. We greatly appreciate it. It's been a hell of an episode, but I think that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, gentlemen?
Kevin?
This football comeback. These outlines are getting hard to do. There's not much to talk about. We just like keep these questions coming because this is going to be us for the next 4 weeks.
This is always entertaining. Yes.
Yeah.
We greatly appreciate you guys asking the fun questions, but
that's
going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Folks, don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
And love you, bye, baby!
And now, a word from our sponsors. He's fast. He's fearless.
and he's covered in guacamole. It's Taco Man, the teleporting sensation taking the world by storm. Dave is a taco-loving everyman with a not-so-everyday secret. He's an average guy with an average job working at an average taco stand. But one day, he's given a suit that lets him instantly teleport. The only problem, it's a taco. From the creators of Superheroes Gone Wild, it's the Teleporting Taco. Rated PG-13.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.